save your joys and pain. On Hit 92.9. On Hit 92.9.
Hey guys, podcast, what a wonderful show this morning.
Hey, sure was. Very, very interesting talk topic that Zave did this morning, talking about how long have you been sober for?
Yes. We got a lot of meth users.
We did.
Which was interesting to chat to.
Ex-meth users.
All been minimum 2 years sober, which was great.
Like, unbelievable that they'd been addicted for 10 or 20 plus years.
Young
age, man. And the story of the woman who lost her child,
Well, I think they all had their kids taken from them.
True.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, enjoy that.
I thought Shuey spoke well.
He did speak well.
He always speaks well.
Speaks very well.
I love Shuey. He's beautiful.
And he's, which means he'd be a perfect guy to have on a podcast, I reckon.
I might try and hit him up. Might start a podcast.
Oh, yeah. You reckon you would? I reckon you'd go really well.
You know who else speaks well? The Premier.
Mark.
Yeah. Got a great laugh too.
I feel like he wants to get police for this a little bit.
He does, doesn't he?
But you know he's got those advisors there, like
making
sure.
Rocky Ham,
you can tell, you know.
Let his not coloured hair down.
He's had a beer and enjoys his
I wanted to challenge him to a hill run up Mount Street.
Do it. Just do it one day when you're out.
No, but okay, to be honest, I've only been doing Mount Street for about a week and a half now.
Have you got up fully
in
one go? Have you got up in one go yet? Like, have you run up the whole lot?
I'm not at that stage yet. No. You know, so what I'm thinking of doing, once I'm at 10 walks up, then I'll start doing the runs.
Yeah. You know, I reckon you need to go there, like, just to sort of get on his side. Go there with a group of your own bodyguards so you look like somebody incredibly important too. And then that way he'd be like, this person must also be important.
The only two people I know that resemble any kind of bodyguards would be you two. And as if you guys are going to come with me.
I'll come with you.
Some two very out of shape bodyguards.
Oh, hey. Hey, yo, yo.
Say that.
What was that?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Hey, you started it.
No, I said to Zave.
Oh, now you come back to the microphone.
He wasn't even involved in the fight, was he?
You prick.
How did it go? I can't remember.
Remember he goes, you went.
No, what brought up this conversation?
Oh, you said, I was doing back rolls.
Back rolls.
You're doing your back rolls on your back rolls. And you're like, well, you took down all the mirrors in your house, have you? And I said, no, why do I don't even need mirrors. And I've got you to tell me how fat I am. And then Pete jumped in and said.
No, hang on. No. I didn't just jump in out of nowhere and say, you yo-yoed. Like you were talking about how, like, I think you said something along the lines of you've now lost weight or something.
I've never said that.
There was something there.
I've never said I lost weight.
Her.
No, I said I didn't. Well, like, the scales have just remained the same.
I think you're beautiful.
And he called you a what?
No, I didn't.
I asked you if I'd gained weight, not that I was ugly.
I didn't say you're ugly.
You said you look beautiful.
You do look beautiful.
There's no problem with the way my face looks. I'm asking if I'd gained weight.
Remember we called you big girl?
Yes.
That's what it was.
No, he said I went from little girl to big girl. So he's saying I went from hunk to chunk.
And back to hunk again. I'm only saying what you've told us many times.
Don't ever say that though, please.
This is why my wife hates me. Because I say shit like that at home.
Alright, let's do it.
Alright, enjoy the podcast. Oh, good morning, you two.
Hey, good morning.
Great to be here.
It's so lovely to have you along.
Guess what? I used my whiz stick last night.
Oh, now, so you might want to explain what that is.
Yesterday,
it might be a good idea.
We were talking about those products that are in your house that you don't use and then you've
still
used.
Still need more info.
It's changed your life. I'm getting to it.
Well,
okay?
People
are thinking other things here. So just quickly get
to
the punch.
A whiz stick is like one of those, it's like a food processor, but it's a
Right?
So whatever food you want to mix up.
I'm glad you explained that bit because the gesture you were making with your hand wasn't doing anything either.
Get your mind out of the bloody gutter.
Gutter, mate.
My goodness. Well, yesterday, I made those, like, they're like dumplings, like little wonton dumplings.
Yes.
And you had to mix the pork mince up with some prawns. And the lady who called yesterday, she said it does make your teeth like chatter, you know, and it actually
it's good feeling.
It does.
Makes you feel alive.
What about we just had a good laugh, didn't we, Pete, when they, I don't know if you've heard, Jules, Virgin Australia, Queensland government are looking to purchase a percentage of Virgin Australia airline.
$200 million they're looking at.
And Dutton's, no, more than that, north of that.
No, well, originally it was Queensland government's
originally,
input.
Originally they were putting in 200. Now they're looking to take
what
over.
Do you want?
Are they?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
So, and Dutton anyway said to the Queensland government's made them bankrupt and now they're looking to buy an aeroplane. And the treasurer of Queensland came out and said to Dutton, "Now that you just worry about cruise ships."
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Damn. What a bonus.
This is how it starts.
There's nowhere to pivot from there.
No,
there
isn't.
No way.
Mm. Oh, mate. Luckily, we got the borders up, eh?
No, open them. Let's get cracking.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Did I hear this morning it's going to take up to a year for international travel to come back?
Yeah,
potentially, because it all hangs on a vaccine. That's where it all sits. It all hangs on a vaccine.
But, I mean, it can't all hang on a vaccine because a lot of things don't have vaccines.
Well, up until a certain point. But, yeah, I don't know. We've got a long way to go before we're out of this mess, I think. Either way, 13, 10, 60.
The pubs are opening in the territory today or tomorrow.
You're
are
joking.
They?
Yes.
And we can't get there.
We can't get up there.
Well, where there's a will, there's a way.
Oh, yeah, what's your way?
I haven't thought about it yet.
Wait, what are you talking about? Because you're supposed to be on a bit of a 10-day spell anyway.
Yeah, you are, ex.
How'd you go last night?
Nice.
I'm as clean as a whistle.
Yeah, they're good.
We'll talk about it later.
How are you feeling?
We'll talk about it later.
Will
Look
we?
At me.
Yeah, for some reason, though, I'm not going to lie. When you say you hadn't had a drink that night before, you come in looking more washed up than when you did. It's like your body's just going into survival mode.
All right, can we dive into open lines? 13, 10, 60. We want to hear from you this morning about anything.
How
we're close enough to the weekend.
Stopping drinking? Because I've actually, because, you know, obviously with isolation, staying at home, I was having a couple of wines every night.
Yeah.
And so now I've stopped from Monday to Thursday. I don't drink any wine.
Might be a similar phone topic to what we're doing in it's two phone topics.
Oh, yeah, that's
it might be pretty similar to that one.
So oh, well, you know what? Let's find a few people out. Hey, let's belt through for an hour.
Might just be doing that in half an hour.
What are you doing in half an hour?
How long have you been clean for?
I thought that was a serious thing. Like, you know, you've been clean for like 2 years or whatever.
Well, people.
Not like 2 days.
Or people are going on their own different journeys,
that's
Jules.
That's true. That is true.
On Hit 92.9.
I've got something.
Do you?
Yes.
I love the fact that you've come prepared.
And I wasn't going to do this on air because I was going to do it off air for socials.
Our phone line's not working.
Did Siri...
Siri usually fires.
Is it because you said Siri and not Hey Siri?
You got to say Hey Siri.
I did say Hey Siri.
No,
you said Siri.
Oh, see, look.
What?
He brought up my thing.
I don't know what you mean by Hey Siri, Hey Siri, Siri.
Hey, Siri, call 13 10 60.
Oh, let's see how it goes. What have you got? I like that you come prepared.
Well, the other day, Zave said that he was going to go on a bit of a dry spell, right? 10-day dry spell, in fact.
Hmm.
And so I said to him, well, every morning, you know how over in the States they do those sobriety tests when after they've pulled them over from drinking or when they're driving and drink driving?
Yeah.
And they do those tests because they don't breathalyze over there. Hmm. I'm going to do these tests on Zave to see whether or not he's, you know, a little bit hungover or still a little bit intoxicated for the night before, if he's had some beers. Now, this morning you said you didn't have any beers. I've got a test lined up. I've got a line drawn out on the floor, and he's going to do the heel, like the walk turn
the heel
test.
Toe.
Yes, the heel toe. But at the same time, he's also got to point his fingers, have his arms out, and his fingers touching his nose. So you've got to go heel toe.
It's funny, when you were putting down the gaffer tape, the long line of gaffer tape, I actually thought you were doing that to mark out some social distancing here in the studio.
No, no. I mean, not saying that we don't really care about that, but...
He's doing it now. He's walking the line. Heel toe
and
with the fingers. He's doing it right.
He's done a pivot at the end. He's also, he's got a little bit of a whistle out
he does have
as
it,
well,
yeah.
too.
Oh, he's sober.
Okay, we've got him. He's good.
All right.
That was good.
All right.
Hey, Matt wants to chat. Hi, Matt.
G'day. How you going?
Going all right, mate. Now, did you just call or did Siri get you?
No, I called up.
Oh.
What's going on?
Good on you.
That's all right.
What are you up to today?
I'm just on the way to my new job, actually.
Oh,
what are you doing?
What's
new job.
New job.
I'm a butcher, Pete. You know me, mate.
Oh, Matty. Oh, yeah, I know. What do you mean new job?
I got a new job, mate.
Where?
Up at another butcher shop in High Wycombe.
Why?
Because it's better.
Oh, that's rough. Don't you talk about my rump shakers like that, mate.
Nah, it's just a bit more money, mate. It's a bit better for me.
You got to go where the money is. You got to do what's good for you.
Yeah, fair enough. So what's the name of the... So the butcher that I go to, that Matt used to work at, is Rump Shakers in Soda River.
Okay, that's two plugs. Yeah, you better get something free
Matt,
out of this.
Where's your...
What's the new one?
It's called Rob's Craft Butchery up in High Wycombe.
Say that again.
Bob's Craft.
Rob's Craft Butchery.
Rob's Craft. Oh. Rob or Bob?
Rob.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, nice. Yeah. Any specialties going today, mate?
It's his first day. He hasn't even arrived yet.
He should know.
I'm on my way, so it's my third day today, so I'm not too sure what's going on.
Okay.
Well, get in there. Get your hands dirty.
Yeah, I will do. You guys have a good one, all right?
You too, Matt. All the best for today, mate.
No worries.
Good on you, Matt. Good to hear from you. Oh, there you go.
What butchers are you leaving?
He's leaving Rump Shakers.
Oh, there it is again.
There's a butcher's called Rump Shakers?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, Bloody Rippers, old Rump Shakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, four. Really good. Sorry? Four. That's five, actually. Five.
How many steaks are you getting out of that?
Well, I go to Rump Shakers and get three, generally, when I go there.
For free? At the moment, we charge, I think, $300 per time we mention a commercial business on air. You've done six, so that's about $1,800, mate.
$1,800.
You better share it.
Yeah, no, I will.
No, he's paying for it.
I haven't been there all week, actually. Mate, I'm going to Rump Shakers today. Do you want anything?
Scotch fillet.
Scotch fillet from Rump Shakers. Scotch. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Give me the eye.
You want the eye fillet from Rump Shakers?
Oh, yeah. To be honest, I haven't had meat in so long.
Haven't you?
Did you not have meat yesterday? Last night?
Yeah, because didn't you have...
Yeah, that would be the first time in a while. Actually, and I'm talking about both kinds. Don't look at me like that. I'm talking about both, like, meats. Like, those meat, like pork mince, you know. Stop leaving me hanging. Don't. Get
this,
out!
This there you go. Go to a song.
Save
your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Well, talking about the Premier, I like to go a bit above and beyond the Premier. I'm slightly obsessed with this guy at the moment.
What would people gain from wearing a mask, and why are you opposed to wearing one yourself?
Well, I just don't want to wear one myself. It's a recommendation. They recommend it. I'm feeling good. Democrats think that I acted too quickly. You know why? Because they really thought that I acted too quickly.
The world's greatest cricket players, from Sachin Tendulkar to Virat Kohli.
Antibiotics used to solve every problem. Now one of the biggest problems the world has is the germ has gotten so brilliant that the antibiotic can't keep up with it.
Oh, my God. He doesn't fail to deliver, does he?
No. Oh, so man. I tune in as much as I can. I'll search Donald Trump on Twitter. Yeah. I'll try and find his presses.
Isn't that what you do every morning that you wake up? You just type his name into Twitter?
Yes.
See what he's...
Well, and I love it when he's walked out of a press conference. Like, he's literally like a child. Mm. He just walks away. Mm-hmm. You know, the other day he was challenged by an Asian American lady who it was Donald asked her to go ask China about the masks.
Yeah, and then she's what? Dived in. Then she's like,
why are you asking me this specifically?
Oh, yeah, I think I saw that.
Anyway,
so
and then they challenged him and just said, oh, no, I'm done. So yeah, I'd walk. Yeah, he just walks off. Anyway, so yesterday afternoon, Howard Stern, who's a ginormous radio and TV host over in the States, actually reasonably good friends with Donald Trump. He went to the wedding and stuff back in the day.
Really?
Yep. So,
I didn't know they were mates.
Well,
sort of.
Loosely.
Okay.
Loosely.
You know,
well, so overnight, Howard Stern, and Donald Trump has been calling out everyone and anyone for anything they say bad about him.
Yeah,
so
he
you
does
might
that.
You might see a few people in Australia throw hand grenades at Donald Trump hoping to get...
A shout out?
Or you're trying to get something back from Donald Trump. Anyway, I think it's
any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, so
right?
Donald hasn't taken the bait yet from anyone over in Australia, but Howard Stern yesterday took fire at Donald Trump, and he made so much sense. And what I have been thinking, but no one really says, Stern put on his radio show yesterday.
I was going to say, well, how did he do it? Was it on radio? Was it something that he typed out on social media?
No, on his radio show. So he was saying how obsessed Donald Trump is with the famous.
Yeah.
And how obsessed he is with Hollywood, but Hollywood's turned his back on
Donald
Trump.
Well, he is from Hollywood, is he not? Like,
well,
I know...
essentially like a reality sort of Hollywood side of things. Not particularly the
he's in
the good Hollywood
biz.
Side.
Yeah.
It's like, would you say Married at First Sight? You know, they're in the business.
What was his show,
but
the
Apprentice.
But he was been in various movies over there. Like he was in Home Alone. He made a cameo
for like 2 seconds.
I know, but he's been around.
He's been in a lot of cameos, but I don't think they've always been good ones.
No.
But so Howard Stern said yesterday on his show, one thing that Donald loves is celebrities. He loves the famous.
Mm.
He loves it. He loves to be in the mix. Now, that was fine, but then he explained a bit further as to what Donald Trump's like.
Right.
He goes, the oddity in all this is the oddity in all of this is the people Trump despises most are those that love him the most.
True.
The people who are voting for Trump, for the most part, he wouldn't even let them in his effing hotel.
True.
He would be disgusted by them. Go to his Mar-a-Lago. See if there's any people who look like you. I'm talking to you, the audience. I don't hate Donald. I hate you for voting for him, for not having any intelligence.
Wow.
Well, you think about it.
For putting my mate in there.
Yeah.
Like literally is what he's saying.
Well, you think about the rallies and stuff that we have seen.
Yes.
And the people that are involved in those rallies, he's right. He's bang on. As if Trump would be there mixing it amongst those people in those rallies.
Never.
Not a chance.
But anyway, so then he continued on. I have got a little bit of audio, and they did take the mickey out of Donald a little bit and the coronavirus situation that they find themselves in, because a lot of the Trump supporters are now the ones that are trying to get cracking early.
Yes.
And this is how he finished off his radio segment.
Hold a big rally. Say, this coronavirus with all of his followers and let them all hug each other and kiss each other and have a big, big rally.
Big cocktail of disinfectant.
Yeah, and all take disinfectant and all drop dead.
Oh, jeez.
Fair to say Howard Stern fired one of Donald Trump yesterday.
So has Trump come back at him yet? Because, obviously Trump's not one to keep his mouth shut when it stirs him up.
No, he hasn't hit the Twitter yet.
So what do you reckon he's doing? Because he probably has a few scotches tonight
and fire away or something. I don't know what he does.
I can't wait to see what he comes back
round
with.
Round two's coming.
Save your jewels and pee. On Hit 92.9.
I wonder if Mark McGowan has a nightcap in these times. Pete, do you reckon?
You know what? Considering how hectic his life is day to day, the camera's always in his face and everything like that, wouldn't go astray to have a cheeky beer of an evening.
I was thinking more like just a scotch on the rocks, like something a little bit strong.
Yeah, right. Well, there you go. Well, yesterday.
We'll ask him.
We will ask him. Yesterday, we were speaking briefly that a GP's put out a challenge. Now, you know, all these challenges that are doing the rounds at the moment.
Yeah.
You know,
your
TikTok stuff, your push ups, all that sort of stuff. There's challenges left, right, and center. I was reading one that the Sydney Morning Herald had written an article up and highlighted. It was a challenge to have 2 days. To have 2 days off alcohol.
You're joking.
2 days. That's how big the issue is at the moment in current society is that people are doing it. And hand up.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wholeheartedly. Pete, you're not a big beer drinker or
anything. I'm not, but I've had more the past 6 weeks per week than I ever have.
And Jules, you're a bit like me.
Yeah, I'll have I'm used to having a couple of wine, a glass, maybe a glass, before ISO. Once ISO hit, man, it was almost a bottle a night.
Well, absolutely. And they were saying in another article I was reading that for those people who have been clean or stopped, using or drinking for a long period of time, now being forced into isolation.
Yeah.
When your mind's not as active as what it probably was in your normal life. The people are starting to fall off the wagon a bit.
Well, a lot of the countries, overseas, closed down bottle shops and banned alcohol completely because of that reason.
Well, the US, we saw that video just the other day, I think yesterday morning or the night before, where a bloke was in a car being driven by his mate, jumped onto a wine tanker.
And he unscrewed it underneath.
Unscrewed the cap and started chugging it while the wine tanker was going 100 k's an hour on their freeway in the crazy. US.
Not going to lie, mate. Last week, that would have been me.
Jules hanging off a dealer. But we also have Dave Hughes, who speaks to us weekly or twice a week, who has been off the alcohol.
He's sober
for a long, 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 long period of time. Now, what I want to do, 13 10 60. You can be anonymous if you want. Or you can tell us what your journey, etc. Because I've done 1 day.
Yeah, I'm on
in
my
quarantine.
Four.
You've done 4 days.
Yes.
So and I've done literally this is my first day in 6 weeks was yesterday of not having a beer.
How you feeling?
No, great. I'm about to go do my yoga, which is 3 back rolls on the ground. But 13, 10, 60.
Back rolls on your back rolls.
How long?
Oh.
You taking your mirrors down in your house? Can we get some mirrors in here, please? We've got someone who hasn't seen herself recently.
There's a mirror in front of me right now, and why do I need one when I've got you in front of me?
13, 10, 60. What I want to do is speak to someone. How long have you been clean for? I'm talking, it could be alcohol and it could be drugs.
As well?
Yeah, absolutely. How long have you been clean for? Because it is a testy time and articles are coming out at the moment. I've been reading a couple. And as I said, I've done 24 hours or 36 hours now of having not had a beer. Jules is on for 4 days. So 13, 10, 60, if you're out there again, you can be anonymous. How long have you been clean for?
And this is genuine and serious. We want to know.
Like, yeah, I'd love to know the story and the background because, and the journey and all that sort of stuff.
And tell us how hard it is. That has actually been to stay clean.
Yeah. In this period. Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9. I've been reading an article yesterday, we spoke about it on air, that a GP over in Sydney has just posted an article in the Sydney Herald saying, this is not a joke. There's a challenge now that if you can have 2 days off the beers. And because at the moment, especially sort of, you know, just speaking from my own case, is I don't have any football to do. I don't have any post-work stuff to do. Yep. A lot of time at home. I enjoy getting on the barbecue and having
in
a beer.
In the same boat, so with like, the wines.
I think it's become it's an issue.
But we've done some bit of a challenge with ourselves. I mean, you know what I mean, to not have a drink. I mean, I said I'm not drinking Monday to Thursday because I found I was just drinking midday reason.
That's right. Now, 13, 10, 60, how long have you been clean of either or? Good morning, Jasmine. How are you going?
Hello, Jasmine.
Yes. Hi, sorry.
Hey, girlfriend. What's going on? Man.
Nothing much.
All right. How long you been sober for?
2 years in August.
2 years in August.
Wow,
and do you mind if I ask what sober of drugs, alcohol, anything in particular?
Methamphetamine.
Amazing.
Incredible, mate. Jasmine, can you take us back? I mean, 2 years, first and foremost, congratulations.
Yeah,
that is
absolutely
sensational to hear. But can you take us back to when that sort of first started?
So I would have been about 21 when I first started. I'm now 31, so 10 years ago.
Yep.
I just got pretty heavy into it, smoking it, then, you know, moved forward and did a lot more.
Okay.
Pretty bad on it. I lost my kids because of domestic violence. They got pretty hectic. So, I met some guy and he helped me get clean and gave me the right direction.
Beautiful. Now, Jasmine, how many times have you tried to quit in those 10 years?
At least 6 or 7, seriously. Now, started with, you know, a week of not using to maybe getting to a month. The longest I could get to was 3 months for a while there. So this is the longest I've managed to stay off and super proud, loving it.
Unbelievable, mate, coming up 2 years. And do I hear kids in the background?
Yes.
And they must love having mum being clean for nearly 2 years. I don't know what of age they are, but I'm sure they've noticed the difference.
Oh, definitely. 13, 8, and 1.
There you go.
Jasmine, any advice for anyone out there that is currently struggling or wanting to get off it?
The advice I can give is if you have a lapse, it's okay. Don't hate yourself. Don't be down on yourself. And just jump back on the wagon and try again.
Good on you, Jazz. Yeah. Good to hear from you, mate.
And thank you very much for trusting us to have this conversation too. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank
good
you.
Good on you. Far out.
Like the best part of that, I thought, was the kids.
Yeah.
Obviously, the kids were back around.
Yeah. But how's
imagine
that?
Imagine being addicted to something for 10 years, though, and then getting off it. Like,
and she said that through that, she lost her kids at one point.
Yeah.
Because one of them's 13.
It happens all the time.
And she was on the meth 10 years ago. Mm. So 3 years old when that kid was around. Like, just to put it into perspective, far out. Yeah. Adam, good morning, mate.
Good morning, guys.
How long have you been sober for?
762 days.
762, mate. That congratulations.
That's like a couple of years.
A couple of years.
Yeah, thereabouts.
Sober of what, mate?
Mine was meth and alcohol, or basically anything I could get.
Get your hands on. Now, mate, so obviously you've got many, many challenges and you're a couple of years in. What are you doing to keep yourself busy in isolation?
I'm lucky. I'm one of the lucky ones that still gets to work full time. So, I've had that to keep me sane. Because all of our NA meetings and AA meetings have stopped. We've been doing the online Zoom meetings. So,
right. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, how long were you addicted for, Adam?
About 20 years.
20 years.
Can you remember? People always ask, remember the first time that got you into it?
Yeah, it was, unfortunately, it was a family member, yeah.
Your own family member got introduced you to it?
Yes, unfortunately.
Oh, wow.
I was about 16 and just curious and yeah.
Right, and then it went from there. So 20 years worth of, over that time, what were some of the things that you experienced? Did you have run-ins with the cops? Did you get sent to jail? Homeless?
Family members, you lose family members or anything like that?
I've basically, my mum's side of the family, I don't speak to anymore. I've got a bit of a record. I've done some pretty serious stuff over the years. To get my next fix, you know, so.
Yep.
But the hardest one was not being able to see my son.
Yep.
So
you get to see him now?
You there, Adam?
Oh, I must have dropped out.
No, we've lost him.
762 days clean.
Interesting, though, hey. Like,
that's great.
And you're right, that question of, you know, that first time and you know, who introduced you to it.
Yeah.
I'm always intrigued to know as well too, because you just think, like, at what point in your life did you have to be at turn to meth?
People make,
and that's the thing that I've sort of started to. Well, 5 years ago, if you asked me about a drug addict or whatever, I'd be like, bugger him. But it can just be one simple mistake with a family member or something who's sort of a bit of peer pressure or something, and it's 20 years of
Well, that's the thing. I mean, in Adam's case, it was just his cousin or family member just going, let's have a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Well,
and then here
he was
20 years later.
Well, too. Like, my dad was killed by an ice addict, you know?
Yeah.
And not only has it ruined my dad's life, it's ruined, you know, my family's life, but also his family's life. From it as well too.
The flow on's crazy.
It's not just about being addicted and staying in your own bubble. There's so many severe, like, horrible consequences that happen from it as well too.
He did say something along the lines to our producing team off the air, by the way, that the opposite to addiction is connection. So the Zoom meetings were incredibly important that he spoke to about while in isolation.
Yeah.
Are we taking this story?
Yeah, we're taking
this one here.
Yep.
Hey, Sarah, good morning.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in, mate. Do you want to take us through your story?
Yeah, so I was introduced to meth at the age of 13 years old.
Oh, wow. God.
I, for 10 years, was an addict and was in and out of, you know, lockup and all that kind of stuff. My family stopped speaking to me.
Yeah.
I fell pregnant in 2017 and she was the reason I got clean.
Yeah.
She actually passed away at birth. And I had, for her sake, managed to stay sober.
Yep.
I'm currently pregnant again with a child.
Mm-hmm.
I'm clean, I'm sober, I'm thankful.
Yeah.
My family speaks to me again. Honestly, in 10 years of using, if that drug is one of the only things that has ever been like a kryptonite, you know, like it's crazy what it does to your mind and your brain. And like I just heard before, like I still remember the first time I used and...
At 13 too,
mate. Who introduced you to that at 13 years of age?
The people I was hanging out with, and there was just a group of older guys that were using and I guess they don't really give a crap who they're giving it to.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're getting the next person hooked and so after all that... it really shows you and you know what meaning of life is really.
Sarah, I've actually got a girlfriend that's got a similar story to you, but I mean, so she was addicted to meth as well, and then she fell pregnant, and that was the reason, and
turning
she
point.
Decided to then, yeah, the turning point of becoming sober from it. So, fortunately, she actually, her baby was born, was addicted to it as well too,
because
she didn't realize she was pregnant until she was about 4 or 5 months pregnant.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And but she has not been on it since. So I totally understand that turning point.
Yeah, like my daughter was my saving grace. If it wasn't for her, I'd still be using. And I was on trial for a few things and was in the district courts. And I'm thankful because if I wasn't pregnant, I probably would have ended up in jail.
Yeah.
I'd say that's the reason why I was just given a second chance. I was given a second chance because of her. And if,
Well, that's great, Sarah. Can we, we'll check in on your journey when you have the new child and, and see how you're going, mate. Look forward to it.
Bubba.
Thank you.
Can't wait to hear some good news for you, mate.
Good on you, Sarah. Thanks for calling in, mate. Appreciate it.
You guys have a great day.
Yes, you too.
Far out. Some incredible stories.
I'm just going to throw a couple of numbers out there just because of the topic that we are talking about. The Drug and Alcohol Hotline WA Metro is 9442 5000, and if you are struggling as well, to the Lifeline number 13 11 14.
Yeah, we'll pop those on our Instagram as well, Xavier, Jules and Pete, to go and check those out. And thanks for sharing those stories with us, because it takes a lot to be able to call up a radio station and talk about those openly.
Very vulnerable, yeah.
So we appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Xavier, Jules and Pete on Hit 92.9.
It's McGowan on the outside, and he's kicked it through for a last-line victory for Labor. Mark McGowan, 2017 West Australian Premiership winner.
Please welcome the Premier of Western Australia, Mark McGowan.
Always good to speak to you and get a bit of an update of how things are going. Good morning, Premier.
Good morning. Your introduction is always spectacular.
Good morning, Mark. Now, I think I
speak
for a lot of our listeners when I say, you know, that we're excited for the bars and restaurants to be opened back up. But with the limit of 20, how are you going to be policing that in Perth? And also, will there be fines?
So what happens is, as of Monday, there'll be seating available in bars, restaurants, pubs and the like, so you can go and have a meal and a drink. It'll be a limit of 20 people. That's double what they're doing in the eastern states. So over east, they're saying only 10 people. So we've gone to double that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because we've had a better result. So how it'll be policed, either police and or council officers will do that. Yes, there is a capacity for people to be fined, but I expect that would be a last resort.
Right.
Hey, Mark, the AFL returning is something I'm relatively interested in. I wouldn't mind getting paid at some stage. But you and South Australia have also kept their 14-day quarantine in place. What are your dealings directly with the AFL and Gillon McLachlan?
Well, there's been a lot of dealings with my office, with the police commissioner and the chief health officer, and it's been all around what the arrangements could be. We said to them the hub arrangement would be great as long as they did the 2 weeks quarantine here in WA and then they could play their games. A bunch of teams could establish themselves here. They actually put that offer to us and then they withdrew it. So
okay.
We said that was great as long as they do the 2 weeks quarantine, but we're not going to just allow the fly-in, fly-out model because we don't allow that for other industries. And we set a pretty bad precedent at this point in time were we to do that.
Yeah, of course. Is there on the horizon an ability for that 14-day quarantine time to be reduced or removed?
No, the 14-day quarantine is to protect West Australians. We put in place the border with the east to protect our citizens from people who are infected from the east, but you can't just say, oh no, football, we'll give you an exemption, when we don't do it for mining, we don't do it for fishing, we don't do it for agriculture, we don't do it for all these other industries. So we're just saying, just comply with the rule and everything will be fine.
Hey, Mr. McGowan, one of the conversations that's starting to crop up, obviously, and there's a way to get there before this first, is the opening of international borders. And every time that gets spoken about, so does the term a vaccine. Now, you're surrounded by the most knowledgeable people giving you advice about how to go about things at the moment. Has there been anybody advising you on the way a vaccine might happen, if it might happen, and if so, how far away that might be?
I think that's the crystal ball. No one has given me advice that it's anywhere close.
Yep.
And that's really disappointing because, you know, a lot of West Australians want to go overseas to visit family or holidays, but I just can't see a soon date on overseas travel, which is very, you know, we could all become so used to it. But what it means is you can holiday here in Western Australia, you can see our state. Lots of people have never seen parts of our state, but they've been all over the world, so great opportunity to see WA.
Yeah, speaking of holidays, in Rottnest Island, when will that be, do you think, open back up for people to go back over for, you know, holidays? When will it not be a quarantine island?
It's going to be a quarantine island for at least, I would expect, another month. We'll see how, where more West Australians returning home come from. If we need it for quarantine, we'll use it that way. If we don't, and we get advice that it's no longer necessary, well, then we'll open it back up to tourists.
Okay.
Mark, the number of coronavirus cases each day, we're getting a lot of zeros with the occasional one. So moving from stage to stage, the next stage I think is 100 people in pubs, etc. Do we have to wait a specific certain amount of time? Or if, say, we hit 2 weeks in a row of literally zero cases, have you got the ability to fast-track the opening of venues quicker?
We can do that. And bear in mind, we've already done it far more than the East.
Yep.
You know, we've got schools back, the states don't. We've got bars and restaurants for 20 people. They don't have that. We've got lots of things that they're not doing. But we'll see how it goes. We said we'd give it around a month of the new arrangements. If we get health advice, we can bring that forward, and that's what we'll do. You know, you just want to be careful. You don't want to do something that creates a cluster or a spike in infections, and then we've got to close everything down again. Could you imagine that?
Yeah, that's very true.
We've just got to just be a bit cautious and careful because we're trying to save lives and protect the state and save the economy all at once.
Last one from me, Mark. We were watching a press conference yesterday underneath the sunlight. And we had a bit of a debate in the studio. Oh, are you using a bit of a polish on the hair at the moment, or is it natural?
I think we got our answer.
I was right.
No, my hair is all natural.
Okay. Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
There you go.
Pete, you were right.
I don't even know what a polish on your hair is. My hair is what it is.
Okay.
And it's hanging in there at the moment. Don't know for how much longer.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, given how much pressure is going on around you at the moment, mate, you're doing incredibly well. Oh, yes. So good on you. And thanks for answering
that
as well.
Before I go, what is the polish on the hair? Do you mean
a rinse through the hair just to get rid of some of the grey.
I used to polish your old school shoes when you were a kid, you know, just cover up the scuffed parts.
Right, I get you. No, there's no polish from there.
Okay.
If I turn sideways and there's light on me, you'll see it goes pretty gray.
Right.
Yeah, great.
Okay. Thanks for clearing that up, Mark.
Mark McGowan, the Premier of WA, what a pleasure chatting to you as always, doing a wonderful job as always, as are all of the people around us right now, and thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hit 92.9. You happy?
Hey, mate, you got to ask the hard questions.
No, you do.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of it.
Yeah, me too.
And we were wrong. Honestly thought it was it had a little rinse to it over the weekend.
Yeah, it just looked. But in saying that, we are only seeing him from front on, right? Because he's doing these press conferences, but we don't see the side. But yeah,
there's a bit of salt and pepper in there.
All he's right. looking fit.
Yeah,
I did see him. He was doing push-ups on park benches. Yeah, he's looking fit.
Okay. Save your jewels and peace.
On Hit 92.9.
Sunshine lollipops.
And now it's time for some uplifting news with Jules Jarry. This is Happiest Jarry.
Be positive, connected and active to protect your mental health and well-being. Think mentalhealthwa.com.au.
Yeah, believe it or not, boys, she's sponsored.
Oh, you got that ching-ching noise?
Like what ching-ching?
This thing?
No, ching ching money. Mate, you're sponsored.
I thought you were just saying that because I'm Asian.
Oh, mate, you don't need to be like that.
Would anything like that ever come out of my mouth?
That's terrible. Well, not on the air.
Thanks. Come back. No, I need you to come back because we were just talking about Judi Dench, and I need to know, did you Google her so you knew we were talking about?
I did Google her. She's very distinct. I know exactly who she is. The Bond movies.
Yes.
Is she Mum in Bond or whatever?
Mm.
She is. M, is it? I thought it was Mum.
Yeah, it's quite iconic. Can you see her?
Super iconic. You see the face.
Stern, you know, stepmom kind of, or grandma kind of look.
Yeah, you see the face and you know exactly who it is. So, no, I know exactly now. It was on Hamlet.
Perfect.
Yeah. I studied that book.
Well, I'm glad you're across
it. Shakespeare.
All right, now, Happiest Jarry, it's obviously those stories that I come across that put a smile on my face, and hopefully it does for you as well. Now, there's nothing better when you see, you know, a grandma roasting the younger generation, right? Mm. Now, her grandson, Sam, his name is not, I'm going to say huge on TikTok, but he is on TikTok. And one of the ways he's trying to, like, build his profile is by using his grandma, who is Judi Dench.
Pretty famous.
Yeah, so he's trying to give her some jokes and Judi just absolutely like kind of derails it by giving the punchline.
Typical grandma.
I got the audio for you.
Okay, Ma, why did the lobster blush?
Because the seaweed.
What's big, green, fuzzy, and if it fell out of a tree, it would kill you?
A pool table.
She's done it again. I don't believe it!
This is the final one. I can't take much more of this.
Ma, what do you get if you cross a pig with a dinosaur?
Jurassic pork.
What do you call a boomerang that never comes back to you?
Lost?
I've done it. She got the wrong answer. It's a stick!
Those are good ones for the day, actually.
I'm going to put a photo up on our Instagram in our stories.
Yeah.
Sam, his name is. That's his, her grandson.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like Ed Sheeran.
Can you flash it over to me?
All right.
Give me a flash.
Is his last name Dench?
No.
Is it Sam
it's
Dench?
Williams.
Williams.
Yeah,
there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he does a little bit, doesn't he?
He's a ranger.
Yeah. What are you trying to say?
Well, I bet there's a similarity there. I can see that. Bit scruffy.
Yeah, he's got the like the same like scruffy beard. Like,
in a backwards hat.
Backwards
in a backwards
hair.
Hat. Yeah.
All he needs is a guitar and he's right.
There you go.
What?
Well, I think he's a bit better looking than Ed Sheeran.
Mm. Do you?
Do you really? I think Ed Sheeran's got him.
All right.
Would you?
No.
You wouldn't? Even I
no.
would.
No.
6.5 minutes, we're back with horror first dates.
I have a.
That's
I have
cute.
A, I'm not saying I have a type, but it's just that's not my type.
I'd get him to sing a song to me.
Maybe not this one. Doja Cat.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Get down and see the sunset tonight.
Why?
Oh, last night was incredible. Almost
actually,
the best thing I've ever seen.
I noticed a lot of sunsets in people's Instagram stories last night.
I sat there and grounded myself last
night.
Did you? Yep.
What, barefoot on the grass?
I sat in the car, but
with
the radio on and stuff. But
nice. Yeah. Bit of a reflection.
Good tunes.
Em was there trying to chew my ear off. I was like, righto.
Oh,
let's just enjoy that sunset, would you?
Where was Teddy?
Oh, we left him at home, actually.
You did not. Bloody hell. Now, you know you love a good like first date story, like that first kiss story. Every time we get a couple on board.
Who made the first move?
Right, you're like, who made the first move? How would the kiss go?
We are both craving it.
Now, there is a story that has gone viral over the past 48 hours about a date.
What?
A date that happened, right? This woman had met this guy on Tinder and they'd been talking and they decided they were going to meet up.
Yes.
And so then she's gone over to his house
and,
you know, they got to know each other a little bit more and they kissed.
Oh! Who
made the first move? For the kiss. Well, it doesn't really stipulate who actually did that. But the thing is that the guy's name, whose name was Charles, right?
Yeah.
He had eaten a peanut butter sandwich before his date arrived. Her name's Samara. She's allergic to peanuts, to all nuts. So they got kissing. She went into shock and she ended up in the ER.
Went numb.
Yeah.
Far out, mate.
Oh, my gosh. It was all documented on TikTok.
So she must have seen the lighter side of it once she was alive.
Well,
all documented on TikTok.
All 2.2 million views on TikTok. And this article was written yesterday.
Even I saw
7
it.
O'clock. So literally it would be bigger now, bigger views now. But everyone is like, because in his document, right, on TikTok, it shows he's still with her at the hospital in ER at 3:30 in the morning.
Mm.
Well, so everyone's like, oh my gosh, you guys are getting married now. There's going to be babies coming.
Yeah.
Once that guy stays with you.
Well, that's it. Like you go through something like that, right? And that's it. Like
it's a tough one.
It brings people together.
The
TikToks are on Insta, by the way, if you want to go and check them out, Xavier Jules and Pete.
I think personally the right thing would be accompany her to hospital and make sure she's okay.
Mm.
And then what would have you done
and
left?
Then what? You're cutting her loose.
No, like, I don't know, it's a first date.
Yeah.
Do you kind
what
of feel...
What are you trying to say here, no, that you would leave?
Hang on a sec, wait, no.
No, I've taken her to hospital.
Yeah.
I've accompanied her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there at 3:30, so I'm there for all that.
Yeah.
But then once she's come to and her parents are dropping in and stuff, I don't know, maybe I like peanut butter sandwiches more.
Oh!
That's rough.
I'll be honest, I probably wouldn't be able to date someone who was allergic to shellfish.
Yeah,
it'd
be hard.
Do you reckon...
leaving peanut butter behind.
Do you reckon you feel a little bit more pressure to take her on a second date?
Yeah.
After something like
especially that? Especially now. I mean, the views alone on TikTok, they could be making a lot of coin off that. I know BuzzFeed would have had to pay them for that story.
Yeah.
Really?
The second scene.
But this actually reminds me, one of my girlfriends on the East Coast, right, her sister was driving along like a highway and there was a car accident and she pulled this guy out of the car accident and they're now married with two kids because she jumped in the ambulance.
And went to hospital.
That's
wicked. There's a name for something like that, isn't it? Where you fall in love with someone through like a hardship or like an emergency situation. I'm pretty sure there's a name for something like that.
We've got to put it out there. Anyway. Right, let's do it tomorrow. We'll check it out there and see if anyone anyone has met their partner that way. Or what have you given up because your partner's allergic to something?
Well, what are we doing now?
What do you mean?
Horror first dates.
Oh, is that what?
We're just waiting for what you want to do there, mate.
Yeah. That's, you know.
We can always text in too while Jules gets her feet. 0488 555 929.
I thought it was a rave.
0488 555 929.
I didn't realise that we were taking calls on this.
13 10 60. Let's do horror first dates.
Yes, we want to hear.
Horror first dates we're taking. It's called a limerence.
Limerence. There you go. Limerence is the word for when you fall in love with someone through an emergency situation.
Okay. Has that happened to you on 13, 10, 60?
Oh, you want to do that now, do you?
You want to do limerence. I think by the sounds of things, you want to do anything, just as long as we move on.
Oh, please, sorry. So 13, 10, 60. I didn't realise that we were taking calls here.
13, 10, 60.
Yeah, or text.
Horror first date. So these two have met up. She's allergic to peanuts. He has had a peanut butter sandwich. They've had a kiss.
They've snogged.
She's ended up in hospital. That is a horror first date. 13, 10, 60, horror first dates. Let's keep it simple.
And text in 0488 555 929. It's 0488 555 929. Because I want to start using the phone line again.
Oh, good on you, mate.
On Hit 92.9.
You may have seen it in the past 48 hours. There was a couple. They're not a couple yet, sorry. They met on Tinder. Mm. They decided to meet up. But before Samara decided to turn up, Charles ate a peanut butter sandwich. Little did he realise that she was allergic. They kissed. She ended up in the ER, which he stayed with her for the whole time up until about 3:30 in the morning.
That's as far as I would have got.
Yeah. They would have checked out from
there. Made sure the family are there and maybe would have just said, have a lovely life.
Have a lovely life? Okay.
What would have you done, Pat?
Pete would have been there for 2 weeks as a friend for support.
I would have asked her to marry me. Yeah. Let's be honest.
No, I reckon they don't. It's cute.
No, I think it's cute too.
No, I think it's cute. I just wouldn't have done
it. Says a lot. Yeah. Says a lot about a person, you know, what they're willing to do and hang and.
He mustn't have been getting much action on Tinder.
I mean, risky as well, too. You go into the hospital, right? Yeah. And with all the COVID-19 thing happening.
Oh, also, put his life at risk.
What are they doing kissing anyway?
I don't know. Hey, Nikki, hi.
Hi, how you going?
Good, mate.
There you go. You had a horror first date?
Well, fortunately, it actually isn't my story. Okay. It's a friend's story, but I've hijacked it.
Perfect.
I think it was first or second date. It was very early stages. And they were, as you know, were saying, kissing. And decided to have a little play around with, toys that you can find in the bedroom.
Like teddy bears and stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Continue, move on.
And I think, you know, he got a little bit too enthusiastic and one got dislodged.
Oh!
And they ended up in an emergency room.
Oh! Was this the first dislodged date? Dislodged. The second or third date?
This was the second date.
Oh, wow.
Must have gone I
sideways.
So what happened then? Nikki,
sideways,
are they
exactly.
Sideways.
Nikki, did they stay together after that? Was there a third date after that?
Oh God, no.
That was it.
No one
can
admit to that for like 30 or 40 years.
So did he do the time in hospital with her, or was it a drop?
Yeah, no, he went to hospital with her, but she kind of said, "You can go." Like it's a bit pretty awkward. Did they in a hospital, right?
Did they tell you about what the hospital staff said to them when they walked in there? Because obviously that's the question, isn't it? What were you guys doing when this happened?
Oh, I think, they did tell well. I think it's a bit of a giveaway.
Oh, no, they definitely weren't playing hopscotch.
Exactly. I was
And the nurses weren't surprised. They told them of so many other cases of similar.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law. Stop it, X. Use your imagination. imagination.
Don't ask him to use his imagination.
But just don't let it come out your mouth.
Thanks.
That story Nikki, definitely happened to Nikki.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm joking, Nick.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
All right, girlfriend, what happened? Was it for you?
Sorry?
Was it you?
Yeah, it was me. Okay. So I went on my first Tinder date. It was not my first Tinder date. I went on quite a few before that. But I went on a date with a guy who was a Wiccan.
A Wiccan?
A Wiccan. So he does magic.
Yeah. He's like a male witch.
Yeah. So he was telling me that he used to play in black magic and that him and his partner did so much black magic that they lost their baby from it.
Wait, and his partner?
His ex-partner. Sorry, ex-partner.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that they lost their baby on it and now he's only doing white magic. So we kept on talking about this and then he was telling me he does medieval, like, medicine, just rituals. And he told me every morning he dumps an ice bucket of cold water on his, down there.
Right.
His wand. To secrete all the, dirty toxins in his body. Every morning he does it. But
I don't know. I just stayed around.
So did you find that all out on the first date?
Yes, all on the first date. And he didn't even buy me my coffee.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Fantails, woo! And I sold Jules ate a whole bag of fantails, woo! Now let's read the Who Am I from Fantails.
Can we take that out of the intro? No one needs to know that I ate 32 fantails in isolation.
That's all good, mate.
32?
Anyway, feed yourself.
I didn't count them out. Yeah, that's true.
Just sets the scene.
But for those that haven't, I haven't had fantails in a very, very long time until I made those fantail fudge cookies.
They're delicious.
The UX in exchange for toilet paper.
Yeah, they were nice.
And what I realised, though, is that the fantails wrapping has Who Am I games on there. So, it gives you a brief description about that person. You have to guess who it is. So I thought we'd play it on air. Now, what we need are two callers to call up. I've got three Who Am I's and you need to guess who they are. First one to buzz in with your name is the winner of that little bit.
Best of three.
Yes.
Love
but
it.
I've got a little teaser for you to get you guys warm.
Okay. What do we got?
All right. Who Am I? Born in Scotland in 1956.
Mm-hmm.
He moved to Australia in 1961.
Mm-hmm.
He was an apprentice iron smelter.
Smelter.
Whose love for music led him to join a band which later became known as Cold Chisel.
Oh, after Jimmy Barnes. Oh.
Excuse me. You had to buzz in with your name. Go, Zave.
Johnny Farnham. Pete.
Yeah. Yes, go, Pete.
Who did I say before? Barnsley.
Oh, my goodness. All right, 13-10-60, if you want to play, we only need two callers on.
You got a tea towel or something for him, Jules?
Yeah, we do. Limited edition. Save you, Jules and Pete.
Oh, hello. You drive me crazy.
Save you, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Yes, it is true. I did eat a whole bag of fantails while I was in isolation. But while doing that, I discovered that they have these little Who Am I game and games on the wrapper.
Fun. I've been there forever, and I remember as a kid looking at them.
And I thought, why not bring it on to the show? So what I have are three Who Am I's, and we got two callers on, and it's the best of three, and they have to buzz in with their name. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Now, do you remember these as a kid, babe, reading the Who Am I's on fantails?
Who, me or Xavier?
Oh, you, sorry. I don't like talking to Zave, actually.
You use the word babe.
Zave, trust me, I would never call Xavier
babe. I thought you said Dave.
Nah, babe, just you.
All right.
I still remember eating them.
Unreal. We've also got Anthony in Wanneroo. G'day, mate.
G'day. How are you going, guys?
Top of the world. Thank you. You remember Fantail Who Am I's?
I sort of do. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I've got three Who Am I's. It is the best of three, and what you have to do is buzz in with your name, okay, to answer.
Got it.
Ready for the first one?
Would you say Fantails are the brother to the Minty?
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Ugly cousin. They're in the same family. Yeah,
get stuck
cousin.
In,
cousin. Cousin, right. not brother.
All right, here is the first one.
Okay, who am I? Born in 1980. He is a Canadian actor who began his career as a child star on Disney's Mickey Mouse Club. His first serious role was in The Believer in 2001, going on to have many roles in independent films. He came to the attention of a wider audience with his performance in The Notebook in 2004 and Half Nelson
Nicole.
In 2006. Nicole! Who am I?
Channing Tatum.
No. Okay, I'm going to continue. He has played quite semi-hero in three different acclaimed masterpieces, Drive in 2011, A Place Beyond the Pines, and Only God's Forgiveness in 2013. Do you know who...
I can picture his face. I don't know his name.
Anthony, do you have any idea?
Man, I haven't seen any of those movies.
No, either
did I. Seen The Notebook.
I think I've seen The Notebook years ago with my missus, but I don't think I was paying attention.
Oh, yeah, Anthony, I'm with you, mate. I've got no idea of any of those films.
Oh, don't you?
No.
Start in La La Land.
I don't know. That's not written on the Who, am I?
No, no, he did. He starred in La La Land. He's married to Eva Mendes.
But doesn't it say I am on the bottom? Like, what's the first name?
No, I'm not doing it.
Hang on, go on, Anthony.
Is it Ryan Gosling? Is that his name?
That's the one. Yeah, that'll be your team.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Anthony, it says you're in software, mate. I have a strong suspicion you Googled that.
He definitely Googled.
All right, let's.
Get
on to the second one.
Okay, who am I? Drive safely, please. They're a group of four men who have their own children's television. Who had their own children's television program?
Oh, hang on.
I think Nicole jumped in there. I heard Nicole.
The Wiggles.
Correct.
Nice job, Nicole.
Well done.
All right, now. The third and last one. This will be. Who am I? Born in Washington, D.C. to an American father and a German opera singer mother. As a teenager, she moved to New York for a career on the stage. She gained TV and feature film roles, including Demolition Man in 93 and the smash hit Speed in 94. She began earning...
Ooh, Anthony, yes.
It's got to be Sandra Bullock.
Yes, it is!
Bang!
Congratulations, and you won.
Thanks, guys.
Congratulations, Anthony.
Oh, but you know what, guys? Because you're so good, I'm going to put you both in the mystery draw prize section today. Well done.
Oh, cheers.
Awesome. Thanks, babe.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Hey, I want that shoe, baby.
Chewy applying plenty of pressure.
Chewy sends it in.
Look at Chewy.
I've never even heard of Shuey until I got there.
Please welcome Luke Shuey.
Well, Xavier's been complaining that he hasn't heard back from Shuey in about a month, so we thought we'd get him on. The captain of the West Coast Eagles joins us now. G'day, mate. How are you?
Hey, how are you, mate?
Hey, Shuey, can't we just firstly find out why you haven't been responding to Xavier Ellis on the text phone?
I don't know what he's on about. I've been texting him all week.
No, he has been texting me. I texted you this morning, though.
What are you whinging about then?
No, he's been good to me this week. I'm not starting a war with Shuey. He's been good. He's been very good to me. So I love him more than anyone else on the planet right now.
I think he's just being a diva again.
Yeah.
Nothing new.
I love that
you
again.
Unusual. Hey, mate, just quickly, the footy's looking like it might return sometime pretty soon. Obviously, our government and South Australia's government aren't budging on the 14 days of quarantine, and it looks like you guys might be heading to Queensland, and in particular the Gold Coast.
Yeah, it's looking likely, which is exciting, mate. Hopefully the season's not too far in the near future from getting underway. So still a bit of water to go under the bridge with a few specific details, but hopefully we lock a few things away in the next week or so and we can get into it.
Hey, Shuey, what does that mean for, like, families and partners, though? I know a lot of you boys, you know, either in relationships or have kids and things like that. Are the families and partners allowed to go?
Yeah, so I think that's one of the things that the planning group are pushing for, and I have a feeling the AFL are obliging, which is really good if we have to travel. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, obviously the opportunity to take family away, if we are away for an extended period of time, is awesome, because there's a lot of people that work away that don't get that opportunity. So I'm really grateful for that if that happens. And obviously when they come home, they'll have to go into quarantine for 2 weeks, which is our state laws, but we completely understand that. So, yeah, the AFL are playing their part and doing what they can to help us out.
Beautiful.
Have you been on Airbnb, had a bit of a look around at where you might stay, mate? Are you guys going to be smack bang in the middle of the Gold Coast where all the action's going on, or have they sort of spoken to you about any other places that you might have to stay? And if you are, would the whole team stay in the same area, or would you separate? How would it work?
Yeah, I'm not overly sure just yet, mate. I'm hoping we're looking at five-star hotels more so than just an Airbnb. I'm not too sure of the details just yet. I'm tipping a resort sort of thing or a nice hotel where we can have it to ourselves, just to eliminate any risk of either getting infected or infecting others. So once we lock away Gold Coast and make that a definite, or wherever we're staying, I think then we'll get into the nitty-gritty of where we actually stay.
Not sure if you read the newspapers in the last 12 weeks, Shuey, but the AFL's broke, mate. You might be at the Gold Coast Caravan Park, I think. But, hey, mate, just in terms of the Gold Coast being an option, is it purely just so that the Victorian teams don't get the privilege to sit at home and play every week at the MCG or at Etihad Stadium, that they have to get on a plane and travel to the Gold Coast where their climate is pretty similar to ours?
Well, I think the other thing you look at is, up the Goldie, if we're allowed to actually, get the green light from the AFL to be able to leave our resort and do some things in our leisure time for the mental health side of things and the mental well-being, there's obviously not too many better places than the Gold Coast. So I think that's one reason clubs are probably looking at the Goldies because of the social side of things if we do get the green light. So that'd be great. And, hopefully it's only a month, 4 or 5 weeks that we're there and then we're back in Perth.
Have you ever been to the Goldie before, Luke, for a bit of a look around? I lived in Queensland for a couple of years. We were about a half an hour away from the Gold Coast, around about in between, and got a few spots. There's Yatla for Pies. There's the Warner Brothers Movie World just up the road.
Luke hates the beach, so
really?
You don't go to the beach.
Not a beach man. Have you been to the Goldie before?
I have, mate. I reckon I went when I was about 10. Family holiday. We went up there and did all the worlds, but played there a few times over my career, and very much enjoy the Gold Coast. I don't enjoy the 5-6 hour flight to and back, actually being there it's a beautiful spot. So if we are there, I could think of plenty of worse places we could have been,
mate. Last one from me. We're going to lose West Coast are going to lose a lot of coaches with the costs that need to be cut. I think they've got to go from $10 million spending down to about $6 million, so there's going to be a lot of coaches going, but also not all the players will go on the trip to the Gold Coast. What's going to happen to those players that aren't probably quite up to the standard of AFL just yet? Are they just going to stay in Perth, or are they going to be sort of delisted? There's nowhere for them to play at State League. What's going to happen to those players?
I'm not sure. I'm hoping in the next few weeks we can actually find a way to be able to fly the majority of guys over. We'll keep working with the AFL. The more guys we can have over there, the better. And the guys who aren't playing, if they want to be back here with family, that's completely fine. But if they want to get away with the team for the mental well-being side of things and stay in contact, because even though there's no second-tier competition, you are going to need backup players throughout the season through form or injury or that sort of thing. That's inevitable. So the more guys we can get there, the better. I think for the Melbourne teams, for example, not having to travel, they still got the 43, 44 guys there on their list. So I think from a competitive advantage side of things, the more guys we can take with us, the better. And, it's a really good playing group that we've got at the moment. We're really fortunate. So really good group of guys. It'd be nice to hang out with everyone up the Goldie.
I think that's the thing, too, that people forget. Those players might not be at the standard of AFL football, but their personality, they're actually really tight and big part of the football team without the ability to affect the game on a Saturday, but Monday to Friday they play such a huge part of the team, so hopefully they do get up there.
All right, Luke Shuey, the captain of the West Coast Eagles. Whatever happens, mate, we're sure it'll all go well for you, and keep us updated. Good to chat to you.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Have a good morning.
See you Saturday, mate. Leave those, get those beers on ice.
On Hit 92.9.
Whole lot of people need to hear this.
Okay, I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you're wondering if Mark McGowan dyed his hair, or like Zave likes to say, polish his hair, this is what he had to say this morning.
Are you using a bit of a polish on the hair at the moment, or is it natural?
I think we got our answer.
Poor guy, man.
No, he didn't know what polish meant when you were like.
Wonder what he was laughing at.
Yeah, I think he was waiting for someone to just explain to him what polish meant. Polishing your hair.
How much of a thing has his life become in this town? Like the kebab.
Yeah.
Right. The other bits and pieces that happened.
This is true.
He's a good bloke.
Just then, I was thinking about, I'm gonna have a meat box for lunch.
Oh, good for you.
What's that?
That's great.
Well, kebab. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
How has Mark made you think that?
What about what you,
want
you
a meat
should
box?
Also not do?
What?
Is when you're ordering something off Uber Eats,
mm-hmm.
don't go looking for the place that you're buying it from. Because sometimes they look really shoddy, the joints.
What are you
like,
talking about?
My meat box joint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't look great. And now I'm
but
a bit
they
off,
do the best.
But now I'm a bit off foot by getting it. So I wish I didn't know where it was. You know when you drive past and go, that's the Chinese joint.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, Christ.
There was one in Como just off the freeway on Canning Highway we used to go to because it was cheap back when I was at uni.
Yeah.
But seriously, dodgy's looking place. Greatest Chinese food.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
The best.
Yep.
Mm.
But I just would rather not see it.
Fair enough.
Right. Hey,
when
Kat.
When you go on Uber Eats, so do you search the food that you want?
No,
or
just
do you
reorder.
Search the restaurant?
I just reorder the same stuff. Meat box, sweet chili sauce with garlic. Bang. Chicken. Done.
Good for you, mate. That's great.
Depends if it's lunchtime or dinner time, whether I get a Coke Zero or not.
I think
really?
He gets a medium.
Or a, what did you think it was?
I thought it was smoke meat a lot yesterday. When you said, when you do that.
Say it again, Jules.
It's Mama Jules. Smoke meat a lot.
Yeah. I always thought it was smoked meat a lot.
You thought it was smoked meat a lot?
Duh.
Get off me.
I miss Mama Jules. I'm going to call her tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds good.
I better ring her tonight just to make sure.
Save your jewels and peace.
On Hit 92.9.
Save your jewels and peace.
On Hit 92.9.